Red button.
Grab her the pussy. No, my bad.
Yo. I'm clipping that.
Oh my goodness. It's in the show now.
It's in the show. My goodness.
I'm so sorry.
You know, this is how we started off the new season. I was so ready for an organized thing.
Oh my god. That's what Kim said. Do it. Yeah.
You can't be for real. That's all I'm saying.
Girl, I thought this was real. Girl, I thought this was real. I'm so sorry, you guys.
Hello, folks. And yeah. Welcome to another exciting episode of I'm Not Supposed to Be Here.
Oh, my goodness. So we may have to scrap this opening.
I wasn't supposed to be here.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be here. Oh, yeah. Not supposed to be here. Y'all doing start all that. Yeah, oh, red right, boy. For real love.
Hey, hello, folks, and welcome back to I'm Not Supposed to Be Here.
Welcome back!
Hey!
New season!
Wait, where's my boy at?
Hey! Oh, there we go. We got Wilhelm in the building.
And his triumphant return.
Yes.
Hot damn almighty. I am one of your co-hosts, Trent L. Dixon. I'm here with my main man.
Hey, we got Eclectic Sage, a.k.a. Christian Felix, in the building. Happy to be back from the new season. I'm so happy to be podcasting again.
And also on the mic, we have
Amalia.
Yeah. Woo!
Thank you for having me, guys.
Thank you for showing up.
And Lucas in spirit.
Lucas in spirit. Yes, indeed.
Oh, and shout out to Lucas for his brand. Congratulations.
Yes.
Yes. Lucas MG. Look it up on Instagram. Get yourself a nice pair of pants.
Yes. Beautiful denim.
Jeans are
all fine. Sewn with a jute.
Handmade.
Yeah, handmade.
Handmade. That man is. Yeah, the
Juki sewing machine. JUKI. Yeah.
Yeah. I did not know.
Yeah. For all the people that love to sew, that's like top of the line. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm always like, oh my god. Oh my gosh. I want a Juki.
Like, oh wow.
Yeah, yeah. So definitely worth it. There are multiple payment options. That's our only sponsor for the day. Go get yourself some Lucas MG jeans and designs.
That.
But yeah, how you guys been feeling?
I am great, actually. Good mood, good vibes.
Yeah, we just did a little mini shoot. Yeah, we over in Nula Studios. We got the beautiful cameras. We got the anchor. I don't know if I should be saying this for product placement reasons, but
we got a wireless Bluetooth something.
Yeah, well, we got some studio equipment.
Oh, my bad. I'm doing good. You
gotta ease up.
I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling blessed, despite having a job. I'm doing good.
You said despite having a job.
It's hard out here, man.
Yeah, it's hard finding
these
a job.
MFs don't want to hire, you know. Yeah. But you know, we living. Blessed.
We are. We live it. We protected. We thriving.
Yeah.
What you been up to since we last spoke? It's been
a few months.
Last
time we did one of these, Phantoms wasn't out.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is crazy.
Wow. That is so wild.
Yeah.
Y'all dropped like November.
No. It was like December 7th, and we were begging Jules to drop it. Jules was like the equivalent of my. Of my punch for TV. I was like, yo, I'm waiting on the project to drop. And you hear Lucas and Trent be like, so what's it going to drop before the end of the year, right? All right? So,
yeah.
But, Phantoms is out.
Yeah, y'all go listen to that if you haven't already. If you have, listen to that shit
please
again.
Please do. As many
times.
Wow.
As there are hours in the day.
That is such an amazing thing to say, like, that you have an album out. That is so, I didn't realize that when artists were like genuinely like in interviews, like touring, they were just like, wow, it's such a new experience. And they also describe it as like having a kid because it's like, it really is like living and breathing and doing its own thing. Like, I don't have to monitor it. Like, it's going to just do its own thing. Like, the first couple of weeks, you're just like, oh yeah, I have to like look at this thing, look at the numbers, like how many things. And then after a while, it just becomes music that people just love to. And yeah, every once in a while I kind of peer back in. I don't really touch it as much as I did, but mind you, we listened to it like 8 months straight before anybody was buying
it.
So we got our mileage out of it, but we still listen time to time. And then I've been making a lot of new stuff. I know Jules has been making a lot of new stuff. So
yeah, shout out to new material. But yeah, no, that's dope though. Do you think about that a lot? Like somebody's gonna be playing that shit while they're getting ready to go on a date, or it's gonna pop up in a random house party in some place you've never like physically touched.
Yeah, like crazy. I know for songs like for like This Way, people will play that one a lot, and they're just like, wow, this. And it's funny because that was like such a last minute addition, and to know the story of it behind the fact, like it was such a last minute thing, and yeah. Jules was just like, it's an experiment, let's try it, and then ended up just making it to the thing, and. Oh.
I did not touch the soundboard. That wasn't me. Something powered down.
That was such a weird sound. But yeah, it's very interesting. I know For Real is definitely like the song I play a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's the one that like I live with. I'm just like, it feels like a dream. So I know that some people told me that like, yeah, it feels like you're floating. Like it feels like very vibey and chill music. Mm-hmm. A lot of people actually like Phantoms, like the actual song Phantoms. Which I was surprised, because that song is probably the hardest song to record. Like, that was the first one written. Phantoms and For Real were the first ones written. And then Getting Off was an older song, so Getting Off was not connected. But in terms of, like, hey, this is probably for the project, or this is the concept, Phantoms was the first one. But it was, like, the second to last one to record. Just because I wasn't able to really sing and hit the tone of notes. And even on that, you kind of hear like some air fry, like you hear you hear my voice kind of like not being there. But in terms of like, it gets the emotion across, it gets the point across. I feel like it definitely does it. And mm-hmm. it's a cool thing that Jules did. So like he reversed the instrumental, then put the instrumental up like an octave, and then put the drums from the regular pitched instrumental under, and I'm like, that's some Kanye level stuff. Like that's interesting production, and it sounds so interesting, and the ad-libs are so fun, and it tells such a complete and full story, and it makes the whole project make sense.
Is there one on there that like means the most to you, and like really encapsulate the whole process for you?
The whole process,
if there is one.
I think there's different aspects to the project. I feel like none of the songs really connect aside from narratively, and that's for me that's a really cool thing, because it's a mixtape after all. So in terms of, hey, this is something that, you know, it flows together and it feels very cohesive just based on the sequencing. But in terms of like, Getting Off does not sound like Last One, and that's the next song right after. Last One doesn't sound like For Real at all. For Real doesn't sound like Phantoms doesn't sound like Papaya Dog doesn't sound like Might Need You, and that's like the first half. So all those songs are just bridged by a narrative, and I feel like when you get to the second half of the project is when you kind of see like the joy of the process. Like Reignition was a song that was like a joyful experience, and every time you play it, it feels nice. Take Me Back was a joyful one. Like, it has a lot of groove and a lot of soul to it. And then it's a cool process because it's the most collaborative song. Like, that's the only feature on the project. That's aside from, that's the only feature aside from myself and Jules on that. And then Good Luck is not even supposed to be a part of the project, so that one is just fun. So like,
it's just
a lot of
almost
emotion.
Like a bonus track.
But it's cool because if you look at the narrative, right, and you play the track list from Getting Off to Start Over, and you genuinely start the track list over to Getting Off, that's the cycle or the loop that I'm talking about in terms of like the relationship loop. And then it's not until you choose to say like Good Luck that you kind of break the loop and break the cycle, and the album finishes.
But no, you're right. It does fit with the vibes of the trajectory of the album as you were speaking of. But yeah, Phantoms aside, what else? What have we been up to? It's been like, because technically this is the start of a new season. So
new. The premise of this episode is called the new status quo or the new normal. And so the kind of feeling, because I feel artistically in terms of where the podcast started, like 22 episodes ago. This is about to be 23 episodes, and I'm about to be 23 this year. So I always look at these milestones, and I'm like, wow. we're in a completely different space. And we looked at the first episode and I'm like, wow, how much change, like the difference in people, the different ways in which we carry ourselves, the different ways in which we're able to kind of move about the world is so different. Yeah. And the narrative is different.
It is. It is. It's funny though, because I was listening to that today, and the energy is just like undeniable. We were all so giddy and so excited. Yeah. Like, oh my God, we're actually recording something.
Yeah, we were so excited, and I feel like that excitement, like, is like, it felt like it was fully realized in the stuff that we're doing. Like, mm-hmm. especially from like just a personal standpoint, like Phantoms was just such a thrill because it was just like, wow, this is the first like piece of music I'm ever doing, and it's. And it's like, wow, I never done something that somebody could like listen to. Mm-hmm. And then it was that, it was the novelty of like photography and kind of dissecting that throughout the season from last time. And then just going about the podcasting and going through different topics and just having that type of moment and just being able to reflect on those moments. Like we said, it's like a time capsule. Mm-hmm. And I feel like all that joy kind of carried itself all the way through to like our final episode where we kind of like found like it's like our sophomore year. It's like a high school. It's like sophomore year is always like the weird one because it's like you're not a freshman but you're not a junior. Like you're not that skilled but like you're not amateurish. You're still developing.
We've got some notches under our belt now. We've learned a lot of things. What are you? So when I was listening to it, the most interesting thing was and that I want to ask. You guys, Malia, please feel free to jump in.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like, as far as like the direction of the podcast and specifically what does I'm not supposed to be here
mean to you? Yeah. What does the phrase I'm not supposed to be here mean to you?
What comes to mind? It's just my third day out here.
She's just out here vibing.
Like, I'm just out here vibing. Like, like,
well, you started off the podcast by saying I'm not supposed to be here, so why'd you feel like that?
Well, this is like y'all's platform, so yeah. I mean, not saying that I don't have a place on here, but it's more so just like, you know, this is y'all's thing. Yeah. So
you're not supposed to be here because it's our thing.
Yeah, I guess it's like y'all, you know, this is you guys' thing, and I'm just a guest. I'm just a guest on here, so yeah. Also, I'm not supposed to be here. Since y'all asked, now I was coming in. I didn't actually be born, so
yeah. Well, that's
a lot of us didn't, I guess. But yeah, I mean, we're here.
That's so. Definitely part of it.
That's definitely it part of it, and that's what we kind of talk about in the episode. Yeah, so that's what we talk about in like the episode and everything when we first started, and kind of we juggle that. And I feel like having spoken to people that like I've listened to it, they're just like, it's a way to get closer to people and kind of form like a relationship. Like we're able to start you were able to execute on like the photo walks and everything. Yeah, and now it's just building community. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this year is a lot more focused on refining and building the community that we went to. Like we went to the Night of Stars event. Shout out to Tiani.
Bro.
Yeah, can you speak on that more?
OMG. Let me say this right now. Tiani really. Can we curse here?
Yeah, you can. You're chilling.
Damn right, you can.
Yeah. Okay. My mom. Tiani, yeah, I know, because your mom be listening. Sorry, mom. But, but Tiani really did that shit. Like, it's just, it was really inspiring seeing a lot of like mutuals and, just seeing her like pull it off because like she's like super busy and it's just like it was just a lot like she wanted to really it was inspiring seeing her bring the community together and a lot of creatives and seeing how like we can all work together and make magic happen and when I first like went there before like initially started I went there to put up some of Sage's work because he couldn't, you know, make it at the time. So I put them up and, you know, it was, you know, a few people in there that I saw. And then I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, you know, like, is this it? And she was like, no, like more people are coming. So I was like, all right, bet. I'll be back in like 25, 30 minutes. We came back, bro. And I tell you that room was packed, bro. She had the room packed. And it was just so full of energy and so full of life and creative and just creating like art, so much art. And it was just like really inspiring to see her pull that off and like bring a community together. Like we're all relatable. Like we all have the same thing going on, whether we know it or mm-hmm. not. So it's just like, it was really inspiring. And these are things that I want to do. Like I've wanted to do forever, but yeah. didn't like, I talk myself out of doing a lot of things. I think we all do. And I'm like my biggest critic. I was saying this to Trent earlier. Like I be like speaking bad about myself, but I shouldn't. Like you should as I'm speaking life yeah. into myself. So that's something that I'm learning on this journey. But however, like it was just really good to like just be around that. And that's something that I've been wanting to be around for years. And so it's just like, you know, just finding my tribe, finding my like the right community. And it's like, you know, like growing up in black and brown areas in Harlem. I live in East Harlem. And shout out Harlem. Yeah,
shout Harlem, out to Harlem. Harlem. Harlem World.
And it's just like, you know, seeing like the areas being gentrified, it's like you kind of mm-hmm. feel like that's stripped away from you. Like you don't really, you can't really relate with anyone that's there now. Mm-hmm. So it's just like I've been trying to find that type of stuff, trying to find that community through that and just like, you know, through like trauma and just trying to find the right people mm-hmm. to be around. So it was just really inspiring. And I have an idea for like the summer and just things in general, but I have like Ooh. Something that's set on the summer too. So
yeah.
A lot of these events be put in Brooklyn. I'm just put out there, keep it real short. But like I was telling Sage this other day, I was like, yeah, I wouldn't mind doing some of the same thing, but like in a park, like have like a cookout thing or something.
Yeah.
People can cook on a grill. Like, I was even thinking about bringing Kiani, Tiani.
All the Yannis.
Yeah, all the Yannis. So Prince.
There's so many creatives that we know.
And that's so dope.
Yeah, I want Mod. Mod is like one of my favorites. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Shout out to
Michael Mod.
Yeah.
And Stitch, I need y'all to come through, please. Free, I need you there. Free is so dope, freebie, bro. Free. What the fuck? Yeah. He's so dope. I'm gonna need all y'all to come through if y'all can. Dereka too. But she said, "How's it go? You find it hard."
Yeah,
that's okay. Yeah, that's my shit.
That's
so
eccentric. I'm gonna need all of them
to come through. And yeah, like that's the thing. So I was really happy. Yeah. Night of the Stars is a big moment.
So what you're saying is it kind of made you feel the opposite, you know? You were supposed to be there.
Yeah, and initially, so I struggle with like crippling anxiety, depression. So like through a lot of like trauma and stuff, I shy away from big crowds. I don't like big crowds. And I'm an energy soaker. So it puts me in a really weird space. And a lot of times I don't feel like I fit in. Growing up, I never thought I fit in into any. I get looked at weird or whatever the case may be, whatever. So it's like I hold on to that, like. I've been holding on to that for a long time, but now it's just like at this point I just take it as like I have a magnetic energy. People are gonna like me or not, whatever. And I'm not gonna like everybody either. I don't like everybody, so it's just like I don't know, like it's just being in like those weird spaces and being like the outcast and feeling like you were left out.
The artist, I feel like that's the artist mindset.
That like, is, yeah.
I feel like artists is generally like, I don't know, Trent, can you speak to that? Like, just feeling like outcasted or
feeling like you don't have a tribe. I've definitely myself searched for that for so long.
Yeah, we're actually looking at some photos of you. That are younger.
That's not part of the episode.
They look very beautiful, and I just wanted to bring that out because you're not native to the city. So how was it to find a tribe, and I remember we spoke about like how long you've been in the city and how long it takes to be a New Yorker. I consider you a New Yorker because you just the energy.
Yeah, you blend in. Yeah,
you blend in. So
that's funny though. Speaking of new status quo, so it took me a long time, and I guess that's the artist thing. I still don't feel like I've found my tribe. You know, no matter where you go, you're gonna feel like you're weird or you stick out. But you know, every now and then there's the light hits the prism just right, and then it creates a rainbow, and you're like, I belong here. No, it took me a really long time to find people, and it was. You know, with the exception of Lucas, like the only person that I actually like knew.
Yeah.
Only people I knew were the people from work, and it took a while to sort of get to a certain place. And it's funny, though, because talking about the new status quo at my job now, there's like a mass exodus. So like a lot of the OGs, because the company that I work for, like this is their first New York location. And so I've been with them since the beginning. Like we built them up from where we are. So a lot of us has been there for going on 3 years. And now like a lot of people are leaving and it's looking really unfamiliar. So I found like it's weird because it's, you know, it's people you work with.
Yeah, but like, that's your tribe.
Like, yeah, like they've seen your family for the most like part. A lot of these people have seen me through different phases and they've seen me grow. And it's really weird because I'm feeling like I get depressed about it. It's like these people I've been with are starting to leave, like, and everybody's, and everything is just looking different. And I'm still struggling how to frame that, beyond my own sense of how I deal with loss and everything, and trying to find my place in there again, because a lot of the new people who come in, like they assume I've always been a manager. It's like, no, I started off like beginning, like I fought my way to the top. So it's just an interesting dynamic now.
Because it's very odd, because I had a similar experience, and that's why I was just like, yeah, there's a lot of, because I used to, well, me and Lucas, now that we don't work there now, we both used to work in the North Face. And so, like, Lucas did leave before me. He got the job. That was what we talked about last episode. But I finally left the job, and that was my first job ever. And, yeah, it was such a strange thing, because I kept that job through working multiple jobs. Like, I worked at a Wi-Fi installation place. I do music. I do a bunch of different things.
And you do it well.
And thank you. I appreciate that. And it was just like all the people I knew were like had left, and it didn't feel familiar, and it didn't feel like familial. And like I didn't feel like I used to call it like my home away from home. Mm-hmm. Like those people carried me through. They were just like, oh yeah, we're going to this place or that place. And after a while, those became like less frequent, and I was just like, man, it kind of led to this new space where I'm just like, okay, well, I have to make a decision and just kind of start over, and kind of like start with no pieces. It's like you prestiged in a game. It's like you know the routes that it takes to get to that point, and you've seen it emulated, like your past. To use an allusion to Phantoms, you're past the prototyping phase. You're past that portion of having to get the proof of concept. So, like, we did the proof of concept with, like, the gallery. We did the proof of concept with the photo walks. We did the proof of concept with the podcast. We did the proof of concept with the project. And it's just like, all right, we're done with proof of concepting.
Yeah. Now and we know what works. And now we know what works.
Yeah, now it's just, like, the fine-tuning. But I was speaking with you on the train because I was looking at Joseph Campbell's like story guide of like a hero's journey, and the new status quo is usually the part of the story where the character starts at. He goes through the whole cycle of journey, and then he comes back to a new status quo, meaning that he returns home, but oftentimes he feels like he's outgrown his home. And I feel like we've kind of in some ways, shape or forms, thematically, we've all kind of like outgrown our shell and outgrown a different way that we're used to being. And now we're kind of like in this metamorphosis, and we're just like, we're kind of figuring our footing.
Yeah.
There's no real clear point of direction. So I wanted to kind of articulate that in the podcast, especially since like for the time being, like we won't be able to have like Lucas on every episode or like, and we're going to kind of like expand the podcast intentionally, or we're going to try to, you know, work on videos and work on different things artistically, as opposed to like, wow, this is my first time going to like these events. This is my first like one train site. Like they just redid the one train cipher again.
Oh, and really?
I
is that what I saw the picture of with the person with the violin?
Yeah, and I was like, shout out that this minority.
Shit looks hard.
Shout out this minority. Yo, RF Visuals, she's amazing. She's like amazing. She takes amazing photos. Shout out Steve Mule. Shout out One Train Ciphers. You guys really put on for the city. It's such a beautiful event. I didn't make it this year, but I was just like, you know what? I had my time. I already did that. It makes no sense to repave and redo. So now it's just like, all right, how to fail in like different ways, or how to experience different things.
How to get uncomfortable in different situations so that you can make way for change.
Yeah. So now it's, I was saying that it was more of a thematic storytelling, because it's not really like you hit one point after next point. It's just like themes in life. It's just like, you know, growing themes. But, you know, that's not a allotted time period. That's just like a general statement. So it's just kind of navigating to that. So how do you guys feel like you kind of like outgrown and like reached a metamorphosis, and like where do you want to go artistically this year, whether it be like refining something or like your intentions of what could be possible this year?
Definitely first starting with the podcast, like you said, expansion. I definitely want to get better at it. I've definitely looked at a lot of my own flaws when it comes to it, and like, now I can see, okay, this is how I need to shape up, and this is what I need to do to make it more entertaining for at least myself. I don't know if it's entertaining anybody else, but
I'd be loving the episodes. They feel so heartfelt, and they feel so warm.
They do. It's a genuine feeling. Yeah. You know, I'm definitely trying to elevate myself as a photographer as well. Which is part of the expansion. You know, I'm going to start the migration project, which was that's what I was testing out for here. So y'all might hear.
Can you speak a little tidbit?
Absolutely. So essentially, what the project migration is I'm going to talk to different people who have moved to New York from elsewhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to them about their, you know, their struggles of moving here, you know, what their purpose is, and how their viewpoint has changed, you know, the experiences they've gone through. And then I want to do a photo shoot to accompany that and encapsulate the experience, you know.
It's fire.
Yeah.
Okay. I see it.
You know, along with that, as an artist, I want to grow. I have like a secret project that I'm not telling anybody about.
Okay, we're gonna hear about it,
and I'm gonna pop it up at the end of the year. And if it doesn't happen, then hey, I'll just delete this part of the episode. No, but I'm definitely figuring out how to be more confident in my own abilities. Well, that's what the past year has been, sort of reaccompanying that, and getting familiar with myself and learning to love, you know, the art again. And so putting it out there more, my work.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, cool. What do you want to do artistically this year? Where are you? You just did a little photo shoot.
Little
photo shoot. And you
were talking about how.
I was a little camera shy a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did the damn thing, though.
Yeah. I tried.
You know, you modeled for the gallery.
It's just when people. Oh yeah, I did a couple of shows.
Yeah, did a couple of shows. Look at you. But, okay.
And I'm doing an upcoming shoot, but anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, booked and busy.
Yeah, I basically was manifesting. I have like a very vivid imagination. I've had since I was a little girl, and there's this thing called maladaptive daydreaming. I've always done that to like get out of my reality.
It's called what?
Maladaptive daydreaming.
Okay.
So I've always would fake my own interviews, like no one's around. Do my own like little like photo shoot poses. Act like I was in a music video. Like so many things. And it was like, bro, like I always knew I wanted to be in the arts. Whether it's like taking photos, being the person doing the poses and directing, like I have all of that. And I think I'm good at all of them. I can be good at all of them and continue to learn. However though, like I shied away from certain things. So like, I think this year I really want to, I manifested doing a lot of shoots and stuff more, and doing like, being a part of like, New York Fashion Week and things like that. So, and I've done them twice. I've done one last year for September for a Siamese brand, and then I did one this year, and I was an actual model at the National Jazz Museum for my mentor, Mr. Alkarin. So it was really cool. And now I have an upcoming shoot. So like, and I'm a part of like set design for like OPP. Shout out Season.
Yeah, so Season Love, for those listening, is an amazing artist. Go stream her music.
Please go stream her music.
But she has a up-and-coming studio that she uses to produce videos and the like, and it's called Out of Pocket Pictures.
Yes,
and
OPP.
Yeah, both Amalia and I are a part of the creative roster, so
that's what's up.
I'll be practicing shooting and with the intention to shoot and direct music videos for Phantoms and just generally be able to kind of curate stuff. Like,
nice.
Wanted to be able to expand and do like videos and videography at the level that I like taste wise.
Can I just finish adding on real quick?
Mm-hmm.
But despite the like the artistic world, as a soul, I want to continue to grow and learn myself, learn my soul, and really like add on to what Trent said about loving yourself. And just loving the people around you, because you only get one life. And so I don't want to just continue doing the things that make me happy, that bring joy to my life. Just be faithful of like the path that I'm on. And yeah, let's continue to do that.
Well said. I love that. Yeah. Sage.
For me this year, artistically, honestly, I just want to be able to shoot for Phantoms. Like just music videos and have them be like actual really nice and something like I could be proud of. I did do like a slight, like I featured in one for like my first one as with King Vibe.
That your first?
Yes. Yeah, that was my first time appearing. I'm usually behind the camera, so I did shoot a video that's unreleased for CeeLo Green. It's for Jules. I did shoot a video for another one called 24K. It's unreleased for Jules. And then I shot the one Due to Me that was released, but it was my first time ever holding a camera. So it's pretty good. I like it for what it is, but it is experimental. And then we did Good Luck, which is super experimental because of the color grading.
Yeah.
But I like it because it hits something that Jules does really well, in the sense that it takes reality and then it bends it and then inverts it to a point where it seems so alien and foreign. And he has a lot of texture in his photos, which I like to have, like, a lot of texture.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to kind of see. And it was funny because he wanted to make the video match the cover that he did. And I think with time we could kind of refine that style. I don't know if we could do it yet. But, like, generally speaking, I kind of want to be, like, very avant-garde and stuff. Mm. And just be able to kind of push the genres that I touch forward. Like, even for Phantoms, like, the whole project is reversed instrumentals.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel yourself, navigating that avant-garde? You know, how do you feel yourself?
I just feel like you should always try something different and just keep on making. I think I adopted the thing that Jules does, is just keep on making stuff even when you're not inspired.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, experiment and try new things and, like, try the things that you like. So, like, I've been listening to a lot of 4-5-4, so, like, I've been pitching out vocals, playing with that. Playing with, like, weird song structures, so, like, I'll play with, like, a reverse instrumental, then I'll, like, chop it, and then I'll speed up the second half, and then change it and, like, pitch it up, and, like, just kind of play with the sampler like that, because I usually make demos on my phone. Mm-hmm. So I mean, like,
Mountains of demos.
I have like 50 like demos probably finished, like, of songs. I really want to work and like finish the project. I had a little dipper. It was supposed to be an EP, but it's probably gonna be a bigger project.
Yeah.
And then just kind of work on a solo project, because I love Phantoms, but also I want to have a solo project to kind of be like, oh yeah, this is Sage. Mm-hmm. This is the Sage contribution to Phantoms, to kind of put it in perspective. But I'm not really feeling to, like, drop it like that. Like, I have a couple singles that I want to do and just record more.
Wait, question about the videos that you shot. Will they ever see the light of day?
I think so. We've been trying to upload one of them for, like, a while. It's just more so meeting with Moody. Moody's, like, the featured artist, or Lex Moody's the featured artist. She's really, really fire. We actually met her at the One Train Cypher. So it's more so just trying to get that published. 24 karat, the assets are there. The problem is that the computer broke that has it. So we still have the footage and everything. It's just more so trying to send it to an editor, but I may just send it to somebody to edit for us.
Yeah.
And just because the footage is really good. Because we shot it. Actually, I'm not going to say the location, but it's really an interesting thing visually. And it was probably like my first time trying to direct. And I think it could be something really cool. But yeah, I have a couple like ideas, and I have like, I'm writing pitch decks for Phantoms.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want it to be like directed by different people too.
Okay.
Trent, I would like to tell
you
that I would like you to direct one too.
Of course.
Do live versions, kind of expand on the world, because a lot of people don't see the concept of Phantoms, and I wanted to make it apparent with the mm-hmm. videos and the visuals.
Yeah.
As far as everything else, I've been just making new stuff, a little dipper. And, oh yeah, and photography-wise. So photography-wise, I want to be able to kind of develop and kind of mature in my skill. Because now I know I could take, like, really good photos. Now
you've evolved awesomely.
Yeah, I'm like now it's time to, like, hit that point where you're, like, a Gordon Parks level. Like, mm-hmm. you're communicating through visual language and using that kind of photography background and implementing in videos and doing like tableaus and stuff like that. Like I really want to make that really apparent in the things that I make.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of just also doing the same thing that with you, like kind of making it so that we can kind of expand and share like the art that we make.
Yeah.
Make it absolutely. a lot more bigger.
So art aside, new status quo, where are we at? What steps are we taking to make change, and you know, what have we been doing differently in life?
In terms of trying to just finish and close out any like remaining chapters, I feel like that's what like the first couple months have been like, just kind of closing out things. And
damn, you're right. Yeah, I've been I've been going through and like editing all the photos I took last year. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's like. You know, it's like the cool down. It's like the little time lapse period is what I called it. Like when the new story begins, is always like a little time jump, and we're in that time jump to kind of close on the remaining story threads. So that's one thing for new status quo. The other thing is to kind of refine and develop skills. That's the other theme, and the cycle of like rebirth, and also trying to build back my tribe again. And kind of refine that, because I really do miss my tribe, and everybody's doing their own thing.
What do you mean again?
I feel like my tribe is like splintered because everybody's like doing their own thing. Everyone's mm-hmm. on their own projects.
Okay.
Like this year has been crazy. Like I got sick in the beginning of the year, and then like I was out of work, and then I had to like work extra. Then I had school. So like I've been kind of isolated in terms of like being able to go out and mm-hmm. do different things. And doing that and kind of like picking up the podcast again, picking up the routine of like going to record stuff, routine that will kind of like build back and assemble all the characters that kind of like went and did their like solo things, closing mm-hmm. out their chapters. And I feel like in this new season, generally, I want to be more mature in the subject content that we do and kind of look at art and look at its relationship, bring on new voices, new people, hear the perspective and kind of expand on like the foundational concepts of like what we did. Like bring on like interesting people and talk deeply about like things societally and try to bring I'm not supposed to be here to like the world.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like be out in the streets, like man on the street type of stuff that we wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That a type lot of stuff.
Stuff we talked about, you know, within that first day of recording. Yeah,
yeah. And have that like high level of joy and contrast, and kind of deal with like the gravity of things, and kind of thrust upon like the ideas that we had, and kind of get different perspectives. Like, you know, what is nostalgia to you? Because it's not like those themes that we touched on in the first episodes and everything, like dreams, nostalgia, mm-hmm. they kind of run very rampant and evident. Yeah. And we've seen that through all the mediums. So now is more so trying to tune that in and get other people to kind of invest in and speak upon their own experiences with those same things to kind of create a grander scale. Because we kind of fixed our microcosm. Like, our microcosm is those 22 episodes of experience. Now it's kind of taking steps to get to the macro and get, like, wider, more expansive, and, like, kind of be able to hop between the two. Because we know that, we know our foundation is stable.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No, it's interesting to hear you talking. That was the one thing that I really liked about the, when we were trying to explore the idea of what we want to get out of the podcast and what we want to do, you know, in all of our giddy energy that we were, oozing, you were talking about community, and I've been, somebody asked me this. I was out, the other night, and I forgot to mention this, like, when I was talking to her, like, how I wanted to expand from here and, like, the different places I feel like we can go, you know, with this podcast as a base for that.
Yeah.
And I think it's really good.
Like, I generally want to see and, like, hopefully be a part of, like, some of the times you're, like, doing your project. Like,
yeah, no, absolutely. Thing. Absolutely. This is going to be.
I think it's really beautiful. Like, I would say, like, list the conversations under I'm Not Supposed to Be Here as, like, the project and everything,
yeah,
and kind of splinter and make it so that people can hear different stories, hear different people, and kind of not get, like, you know, the kind of corporate type of talk, like, back and forth, like, this and that. Just have, like, a genuine conversation. Absolutely. Feel the energy of it, and yeah, like, even seeing the difference in, like, from, like, family type of interactions, like, because of the art that we do. Mm-hmm. Like, my brother listens to this podcast.
Shout out to Sage's brother.
Yeah, like, shout out Nicholas. He listens to this podcast. The other day I called my mom and I was telling Trent, this is, like, so funny. Like, I was telling Trent, I was like, yeah, I called my mom and she told me that her coworker was listening to Phantoms and I had a cool voice, and I was just like,
that's wild.
That's wild. Like, I made that in my bedroom. That was, like, that was just a little slight piece of art.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're good. I got it.
Okay. No, yeah. No. It's amazing how many people we don't know have been exposed to the podcast, and how many people have come up to me telling me about some stuff I said that I forgot I said. I appreciate that.
Oh, it's the stuff that you forgot you said.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, we did talk about that. But I mean, it's awesome though that something that we did could move somebody and help somebody through their day. That's amazing, you know.
Yeah, and I feel like I want to be able to build upon and create, like, a nice relationship, and also do videos so that people could see us and everything, like, have that type of experience. Because I know Jules is like, I need some video. For the sake of the podcast, I need some video. I need to see you guys.
Keep, like, saying I need it, but we're working on it.
We're working on it.
We gotta figure that out.
Yeah, and just having those experiences of just having everything close by, and everybody just wanting to kind of, like, you know, get to meet us. Like, I know when we had the gallery, it was like, oh shoot, that's you from the sticker, and, like, I want to have more experiences like of that and everything.
That's crazy that they would have recognized you from the sticker.
My fault. We're looking at Amalia, like, left a big old chair in front of the bike, and we're a little distracted. Nah, oh my gosh. Yeah, you're hopping about.
But yeah, we never talked about what the name means to us now. We never.
Yeah, what is I'm Not Supposed to Be Here, like, mean to you, Trent, at this current age?
Because I was listening to the first episode, and it was, of course, it immediately
changed,
went to existential dread, that feeling of not knowing your place in the world and questioning yourself. And it still means that, but now I think about us and, like, the little, you know, the little bond that we've built, and how we talk about these things, and, you know, it moves people. And that's something special. I don't know. It's I don't know. Hearing that excites me. It's funny though, because the first episode we said the name like 30 times.
We said I'm not supposed to be like the contract. And it's funny because like the first episode we're like cackling and everything. We're a little tired because it is a nighttime shoot. When you have a nighttime recording as opposed to a morning recording, it's a whole different energy. It's a lot more like reserved. But I feel like that's really nice for the new status quo to kind of match the energy. But. Yeah, I feel like we were just so excited with the I'm not supposed to be here, and the fact that it came from like a museum visit was like a beautiful like, yeah.
That's
like
how you guys came up with the name.
Yeah. So yeah. Like we went to a Hopper exhibit at the Whitney, and then we had like a really awesome. It's a lost episode, but
yeah,
Lucas, Trent, and I had like a phenomenal conversation, and we just threw up the idea. We're like, you know, this will be good for a podcast, and. We did just like committed, like last year was the year of just committing to an idea.
Yeah.
And this year,
fucking and went for it.
Yeah. And we just went for it. And then we kind of like,
as you should.
Yeah. And this year is just the year of like refining the idea and just making it like more solid, more realized, more fully realized. Mm. And yeah, I'm just excited. I know for me, I'm not supposed to be here. Just the whole meaning is different. It's not really like an existentialist thing, because to kind of break it down, existentialism is and whatnot is like relatively newish in the branch of philosophy. So you have like postmodernism and whatnot. I'm not going to go into that. It's a little complicated, but they have like a new kind of thing where it's like, you know, postmodernism is just like modernism is like, you know, we're here for progress and we're here to build big narratives to reach a pinnacle point of society, like a utopia. Postmodernism is just like, well, since that utopia is not really possible, we saw the nuclear bomb or not, like we could really destroy ourselves. So like every grand narrative doesn't make sense. So you have like irreverence and everything. And I feel like now we're kind of bridging into an era of, they call it metamodernism. And I think I mentioned it maybe like once in this last season, but it's basically like, hey, knowing that everything is futile, but like, you know, still living anyways. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what I'm not supposed to be here is. Like, we're not supposed to be here in society. We're not supposed to be here in this current place of, like, limbo. But we're still here, and we're going to kind of push forward. And it has that kind of existentialist thread, but it's more hopeful and more motivated and more refined and more geared towards changing towards the better and growing.
I see that.
And I feel like that's the new normal.
The new status quo. Realizing everything is meaningless, but creating meaning throughout that meaningless, because it's kind of like a blank canvas.
Yeah, like we created a lot of meaning through like just existing and just facilitating and just being with each other. Like you created, you created memories for people just by walking and taking photos. We created moments in recording that live on forever, whether phantoms or whether it be the I'm Not Supposed to Be Here podcast, like, and we created like countless moments in just hosting the gallery. We created countless moments of just attending in different spaces and going to the fashion show that we went to recently, and just like those are moments, and we created that just because of the facility and everything. Oh wow, it is raining.
It is.
Damn. But you know what? You gotta wash away all the. all the past.
I was gonna say even today, like stopping at the photo store.
Yeah.
You connected with the person and then boom.
Yeah, like we did so near Nula Studios, I think it's Film Brooklyn or whatever. But
met this guy named Alex. Shout out Alex.
Shout out Alex. He's really awesome. He was really cool and trying to just kind of rebuild that kind of community type of thing. And they host events too, so hopefully we can kind of, you know, lock in with them and kind of expand our network of, like, photographers again. And I really want to, like, build up upon that and kind of get different people's perspectives that do the arts and different mediums.
Facts. So we're going to bring this episode to a close, but... Yeah. Any closing thoughts?
Any closing thoughts?
I'm just happy to be here.
the new title of the podcast. I'm just happy to be here.
Oh yeah.
Each season we change names.
Oh man, final remarks. Oh, is that Jules from the X?
Jules. Oh,
yes. Yeah, okay. Oh, he came at the tail end.
What is going on?
Oh my gosh.
What's up, man?
Yo, hold up. Can we get him on the mic?
We can. Come over here, Jules.
Come over here.
Yeah.
Yo. Oh my God. Yo. He came mid-recording. Hold up. Can we get a word from our sponsor?
Say something to the people, Jules.
Sounds like a real nigga NPR man.
Oh my God.
No, we.
I cannot. Y'all are annoying.
Yeah, we were just talking. Like, yo, oh my gosh, nah.
What's good, fam?
Oh my goodness, nah. But yeah, we want to carry that good energy.
Yeah.
Oh man,
what's up? Closing thoughts, Sage.
Closing thoughts. Yeah, just so excited for the new year. Excited for the things that we're gonna create. I heard Jules is making stuff.
Right, Jules?
Hi.
And yeah, here's to the new status quo. Lucas will be here in spirit. And yeah, I really want to, you know, get him on as many times as we possibly can, but kind of just be able to build off of it, use like his guidance and his energy, and just be like, all right, we can build this. Because it's really the three of us. And yeah, just kind of evolve and carry the I'm not supposed to be here forward and refine it so that everything is put together.
I like that. Same. I'm happy to be here. And I'm excited to see where this year is going to go. A lot of changes going on. I've been doing a lot of stuff differently.
Yeah. It's weird because it's not as clear cut of a solution.
It's not
a satisfying like finality to it. It's just like, you know, we're still kind of finding our footing and everything, as opposed to like last season start. We're like, oh my gosh, we're gonna do so many things.
Yeah, we're gonna do this.
And then we did, if not all the things that we did in theory, we did all the things that we intended to do in spirit. Mm-hmm. So it's more so trying to find and reclaim that like feeling of, you know. We already made it here. How can we do better and reach a new height? Mm. A new type of like euphoria.
Yeah.
From it.
And I'm excited. That's all I got to say. I'm excited. Yeah.
Any thank yous?
Thank you for Jules for showing up, brightening up our evening.
Yeah.
Yay, Jules.
Jules from the yo. My favorite artist.
Thank you for making y'all serious because I really do listen to y'all. So I feel like I'm watching like my favorite little sitcom. I'm like, oh shit, I'm behind the scenes.
And that was our word from Jules.
Nah, any thank yous, Amalia?
Thank you guys for having me. This was like an amazing episode. This day overall just brightened up my day. Just like warming up and just doing like little mini shoot before the podcast was really fun. Just being goofy and just being ourselves. Yeah, shout out to just being like owning your power this year and falling into like, you know, just knowing yourself and learning your true self and whatever is here for the new year. That's all I have to say. I don't have much to say right now.
You see Jules face is like, why are you rambling?
I'm just really excited for the new year just as much as you guys are. So I just can't wait to see what this year has for us.
Yeah, and thank you to Tiani for in the Night of Stars. That was just such a big highlight. She really put my art on the wall, like, for a second time. And I'm like, wow, like, it's real. And thank you, Jules. Like, Jules was, like, the first one to pass me a camera. And he was like, yo, we gotta shoot music videos. You take cool photos on your phone, but we need, like, actual stuff. We need to be able to use this. And like he set me on that whole journey.
Yes, you must be useful. Yes.
Yes. it was a little bit of that, and then also just like musically, like I genuinely like I'm very appreciative and have grown so much artistically just thanks to this man in the room. So thank you so much. That's my big thank you. And thank you, Trent, for today too. Because I was like, I was unsure if we were gonna record because of the studio setup. Record. But I was just like, you know
what?
There's
a way.
Yeah, it will. And there will be more episodes coming soon and more frequently, so I'm excited.
Absolutely. Continuing that fuck it, let's just do it energy.
Yes.
And once again, thank you guys for listening. You have been a wonderful invisible audience.
Yes, and go stream Phantoms.
Go stream that go shit. Stream.
Go stream Phantoms. And I just wanna have you back. Reminiscing got me caught up in the past. She was busy out living in my lap. A soul made meaning at last. And I just wanna have you back. Reminiscing got me caught up in the past. She was busy out living in my lap. A soul made meaning at last. A love like this is electrifying. Baby, I can't deny it. No, you ain't down, but I know you're lying. I can see you smiling.